Watcher and welcome. It's Mike Wynn with this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. This is a song we finished with just last week. It's such a fabulous song. This version of it will start us off this week.
Coffee in my favorite cup, that's how I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until then. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there's nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's alright. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Count from 1 to 4. I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there's nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's alright. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Yes, hallelujah, I just love her so. Yeah, hallelujah, I just love her so.
Yes, we heard Hallelujah, I Love Her So just last week, as sung and played by the writer of that great song, Ray Charles. Very different version this week, as it's by Jamaican-born Monty Alexander. I saw Monty 2 weeks ago at Ronnie Scott's, and he was simply awesome. He gets better and better. This Telarc CD was recorded in New York City, March-April 2002, and called My America. That's Monty's America with a Caribbean tinge. Monty piano, Derek DeCenzo lead guitar, Dalton Brown rhythm guitar, Leon Duncan bass, Leroy Rowans keyboards, Bobby Thomas Jr. hand drums and percussion. The singer was the recently departed Kevin Mahogany. Rockish, certainly. I was so impressed with Monty that he'll be popping up again later in this show. Here's Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. from the seminal LP Moaning, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, recorded October 58 for Blue Note Records. There are six songs on Moaning. The title song, written by pianist Bobby Timmons, as you well know, one standard, Come Rain or Come Shine, and all the others, well, four of them, were written by tenor man Benny Golson, who wrote Blues March. Blakey didn't want to record a march, and Golson had to work hard to persuade him to do it. Thereafter, it became a regular at their live gigs. Golson is about to appear in the UK. He is fabulous to see live, got loads of stories to tell, and his playing is as good as ever. Note, he's now 90. You now know most of the band. Blakey drums, Golson tenor, Timmons piano, plus Lee Morgan trumpet, Jimmy Merritt bass. Here's pianist Austin Peralta with a Charles Mingus song. Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat, Charles Mingus's tribute to tenor man Lester Young, recorded October 2006 in New York. The album is called Mantra. The pianist is Austin Peralta. He would have been a mere 16-year-old at the time of this recording. Sadly, just after his 22nd birthday, he was dead of pneumonia, complicated by drugs and alcohol. Listening to that wonderful playing on Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat, it's almost unbearable when you realise he only just made his 22nd birthday. What a talent. Buster Williams bass, Ronald Bruner Jr. drums. Let's have a vocal.
good night. Just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. Just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know, I never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me.
Was Dolores Hawkins on her one and only album, Dolores, on the Epic label. And here's a quote from the liner notes. It's not entirely fair that anyone as delectable as Dolores should sing so well. Beauty is one thing, talent is another. But when they are combined, the results are almost too good for the average man, unquote. Well, this average man, I'm boasting a bit there, I've seldom achieved averageness. Anyway, for me, she looked, well, like a Dolores. On Ellington's Just Squeeze Me, full title, Just Squeeze Me, But Please Don't Tease Me, Dolores is backed by a fabulous band. Ruby Braff, cornet, Hank Jones, piano, Barry Galbraith, guitar, Milt Hinton, bass, and Ozzie Johnson, drums. Recorded in New York City in 56. Next up, something from My Fair Lady. This Verve LP has the title The Oscar Peterson Trio Swings My Fair Lady. Nuff said, really. Recorded in New York, November 58. The swingiest version of The Rain in Spain you will ever hear. Oscar piano, Ray Brown bass, Gene Gammage drums. Yep, Nuff said indeed. No, no, hold on, Oscar, we need you for this next song. You too, Ray. Thank you. On the Sunny Side of the Street was written in 1930 for the Broadway musical International Review, a song Fats Waller is assumed to have written, but he sold the rights, and now composing credits go to Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. The leader and one of the greatest jazzers of all time is Lester Young. We played a tribute to him earlier, you'll remember. Well, to his hat, really. Lester was far ahead of his contemporary reed players, cool before the word was associated with jazz. Here in August 52, he's joined by Oscar Peterson piano, Barney Kessel guitar, of course, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd drums. It's billed as Lester Young and the Oscar Peterson Trio. Trio? Peterson? Kessel? Brown? Hurd? That's a lot for a trio. Here's another L. Young, no relation. Love this song.
Thank you.
the gorgeous Romberg Hammerstein song When I Grow Too Old to Dream, written in 1934 for the following year's film The Night is Young. The song has rightly been much covered, but I'd say that the Everly Brothers version is always the first that comes to my mind. This LP, Testifying, on the new jazz label, was the very first as the leader for Larry Young and his Hammond B3, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in August 1960. Larry Young was into the classics as a child, then became a rock and roll singer in Newark, New Jersey. Then the jazz bug got him in the late 50s, switched from piano to organ, and he had a very productive jazz, jazz funk, jazz soul career, until his early death at the age of only 37. Thornel Schwartz guitar, Jimmy Smith drums. Can I now play you that second Monty Alexander number? OK, I admit it, when I play an artist or a particular song one week, it triggers all sorts of memories in my crumbling mind, and I go in search of other works by them or other versions of song titles like Battle Hymn of the Republic, which we played in the last couple of weeks. That version was by Hank Marr on the Hammond B3. This week it's our old chum Monty Alexander on an album called Uplift 2, which is a collection of his live performances from around the world. Don't know where or when, but John Clayton was on bass and Jeff Hamilton drums. I'd guess late 90s, early 2000s. It's time for another vocal.
I went down to St. James Infirmary, heard my baby groan. I felt so brokenhearted, he used to be my own. I tried to keep from crying, my heart felt just like lead. He was all I had to live for. I wish that it was me instead. I went down to St. James Infirmary, so cold, so bare. Let him go, let him go, let him go. God bless him, wherever he may be. He can look this whole wide world over, and he'll never find a sweet gal like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in high-heeled shoes, black mink coat, and the dashy hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. I died standing pat. Standing pat.
St. James Infirmary is such a well-known blues song and covered by all the blues and jazz singers over the years that it's odd that its origins are shrouded in mystery. Louis Armstrong recorded it in 1928, and there have been a squillion versions since then, including this one. The singer is little-known Millie Vernon. Little-known partly due to the fact that she spent half her career singing under the name Pat Cameron. She changed her name to Millie Vernon just before recording this, her first as a leader, first of only three LPs that I'm aware of. This Storyville LP is entitled Introducing Millie Vernon, rather unimaginatively. Recorded Feb 56 with Ruby Braff back again on muted trumpet this time, Dave McKenna piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Wyatt Reuter bass and Joe Jones drums. All British lineup next. The album is called Bootleg Eric.
Thank you.
recorded live at the, where else, Wakefield Sports Club, April 98. It's the Newton Tracy Band. Newton as in David, Dave here, and Tracy as in Clark. Between them, they wrote all six songs on this album, three apiece. We heard What You Will, which is a Dave Newton original, and it features every other member of the band in a solo. Newton explains why the other seven muso solo, and he doesn't. Quote, because it's very difficult, unquote. The CD had once belonged to the Blackpool Borough Council Library, not something of any interest to you at all. It was stamped withdrawn when they closed the record library. I hasten to add that in case you think I nicked it from the library. Quick rush through the musos. Co-leaders, Newton piano, Tracy drums, as we know. Trumpet, Guy Barker. Trombone, Mark Nightingale. Tenors, Alan Barnes, Don Weller and Ian Dixon. Bass, Andy Kleinert. The good and the great of British jazz. Here's a Thelonious Monk song.
Thank you.
Boo Boo's Birthday, a song Thelonious Monk wrote for his daughter, but he, Monk, recorded it only once. That was December 67. This version, 21 years later, May 88, is by pianist Kenny Drew Jr. Important to stress the junior. Took a while for the younger Drew to find his feet musically, as no doubt it's not easy following in the footsteps of his father, who was a major, major player. Junior is joined by two of the Moffitts, Charnette Moffitt bass and Coderill, Cody Moffitt drums. There are loads of Moffitts. They once had their own family band. More Moffitts than Marcelli, for sure. Here's Stan Kenton. We so seldom play anything by the Stan Kenton Orchestra, which is our choice, of course, but he was a major player in a different, disciplined, organised style, different to most of the big bands of his time. This is July 57 at that year's Newport Jazz Festival. The song intermission riff was a staple of Kenton's concerts at that time. Can't call them gigs in their case, oh no. Bill Perkins, tenor, and Kent Larson, trombone, get the solo work. That's from a Pablo CD called Stomping at Newport, released for the first time 45 years after the concert. It's our last one, and a gentle acoustic ballad to wind us down, written and played by Rez Abbasi. He's on acoustic guitar. Rez is of Pakistani origin and brings an interestingly new east-west slant to his jazz. Bill Ware vibes, Stefan Crump bass, Eric McPherson EMAC drums. Recorded May 2010 in Brooklyn, New York. When Night Falls. As ever, huge thanks for joining me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.